We were talking about the melanated earlier today, and how the existence, or no, the creation of the human race, and Bob was talking, saying that there's something along the lines of that black people were everywhere, they didn't originate in a certain place.
Melanated isn't black people. Melanated just means that they have a tone on their skin.
Okay. No,
so that doesn't mean black.
Yeah, I misspoke. Yes, sir.
No, we were just being clear. Now, if you just can see, some people, some niggers aren't black either. So you have to be careful how you use that, too. If you're talking about someone who has a black color to their skin that isn't black face, then that's what that means. And we're not warring it, because we say if they keep on with this bullshit, we're going to start taking the skin off of them, and then they'll be take those first three good layers of dermis off, and we promise you before God you can't tell the difference, and they won't care what they call you, except please get me some skin grafts. That's what they'll say.
Okay, so back to the question. I guess the basic question that Alex and Bob and I were asking is kind of where did humanity begin, but then if there's no time, everybody was here all at once forever. So can you give us a dissertation on that, Ion?
Well, sure. Ask the question.
Where did humanity begin?
As God, they descended, and what the story is from the Garden of Eden. And whenever that was, there are lots of them, but this process of the Battle of Heaven began eons ago, okay? Mm-hmm. And that fall, and then it started from the Coaconites and the Amalekites and those other levels or tiers. It's been a long, drawn-out battle for more than you have time. It took the humans a while to invent time. Coaconites didn't have time. Adam didn't have time. And then only when you got to a little bit past, almost to Noah, did they start counting. And that was the generational thing in the books of Moses, and the begets, like this one begat that one, and he lived 900 years, and this one begat that one, and he lived 600 years. That's when they started counting the seasonal swifts of the generation. It wasn't ever supposed to be about time, Caroline. It was about to set the premise of which one came first. Because through the 12 tribes, minus Benjamin, Benjamin is separate. You know this already, but you'll make a note, and later you're going to come back and say, what was that in that Ion session? You put Benjamin as your cue. That'll take you to here to explain that. But the Benjamin is set out. But the other tribes, except which one came first, because they have to rearrange the DNA based on the new information of the RNA. And that's when the lysine and the other tar baby amino acid was hidden.
Hey, guys, how do I mute myself on this phone?
Okay, on the hide button on your phone.
Yeah,
what,
press
you know
hide.
Where you push the button? No. Yes, press hide. And you know where you put the button to make the numbers come up?
Nothing right happens when I press hide. When I press hide, here it is. Okay, now it did. So then, okay. So I just had
there's
to press
a, upper, left-hand
left.
Side. Left hand.
Yeah,
side.
Mute. I know how to pronounce it. Okay, mute.
No, Bob, can't hear you.
I'm back on off mute. Okay. Ion, the paleontologists, whoever studies the roots of humanity, say that humans came out of Africa. Is that true?
No, it is not true.
No.
Africa was not in Africa in those days.
Where was it?
The northern Saudi Arabia.
Right. Now, this is after the Yarmulke continent split up. We're talking about that Africa.
That's correct. And, that's when the scrambling took place. Because you see, you go back to even dinosaurs and all that kind of stuff. That's when it was, they could walk all the way across the earth. But you do that.
See, you
now.
Said that's, okay, the Yarmulke, you could walk all the way across it. And then you say the scrambling took place. What's the scrambling?
Yeah, tectonic plates busted, and they separated the continents, and everything was left but Haleakalakalakalaka, where you live.
That was all that was left of the original continent? Haleakala?
Yep.
Hawaii is the last leftover. Well, that's pretty amazing, Carol.
It's the tallest mountain in the world, mm-hmm. Bob. Everything else went away from it.
Okay,
That's where the deepest valley is in the world.
In the ocean.
Okay.
Down underneath the water right now, right?
In your back door.
No, this valley, is it underneath the water?
It is?
In the water, yeah. So that
missed when was Haleakala the only standing land formation?
Oh, it was after. All connected to Haleakala. That's the last point that was left. Everything
was
else moved off.
Was it the center of the Yarmulke continent?
Yeah, put them all back together and it all goes to that dot.
It all comes together around where we are now, Carolyn. Now, the valley.
You're on the 33rd parallel now.
No, we're about 22nd, 22 degrees.
Oh, no, not where you are now.
We're in another dimension. So you mean me and Carolyn are separate from the inhabitants of Maui?
Yes, because
no,
you're in Georgia.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what you were saying? We were on there. Now we're talking about Maui. Okay, right.
You're exactly. Okay. But now you're exactly on the 30th. Exactly on the 33rd parallel.
Right, which was the rim of the continent, the Yarmulke continent.
That's correct. That's
right.
Correct.
Okay, so Carolyn, Ion says that if you go deep in the Pacific Ocean, the space, the abyss, is bigger than outer space that Hubble telescope can see. Is that
mm-hmm.
the valley you just mentioned, Ion?
One of them.
Huge valleys, they go deep, and they're not in our 3D perspective. You go deeper, and you go someplace that is bigger than the Hubble telescope space. There's bigger space in the ocean, so to speak.
Are you referring to the Marianas Trench in the Pacific Ocean?
One of them. That's the most famous one, but there are others, too, that haven't even gotten to. In that trench, there are deeper trenches.
Yeah, and Jonathan, when you look out of space through a telescope, that's a big, vast space, millions of light years of galaxies.
Do you need to add Jonathan to the call with whom he needs to speak?
Oh, I said Jonathan again? Okay.
Yeah.
No, we'll
so
add him. Fetch him. If boss wants him, go
no,
get him.
Okay, quiet.
Yeah.
Alex, so, you know, you look in the telescope at outer space, millions of galaxies, light years of stuff.
Yeah.
The Pacific Ocean is bigger than what you can see on the telescope.
Is
that
a portal?
I don't know what it is.
No. You humans, it's the size of a marble. You can have 1,000 galaxies in a little sack. It's the size of a marble. A cat's eye marble. All those universes are that. They're not big. They're little.
No. Okay, but we think scientists say they're big.
Well, you
so,
think a lot of things, but yeah.
Yeah. So the space in the ocean around Hawaii or the Pacific Ocean, is the whole Pacific Ocean, is not a little marble. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's been expanded. It's been expanded.
So the
Why?
Image of the Earth.
Why?
So you fit. That's where you have the space. Otherwise, you're living with Chi-Coms.
Right. Now, this specific... So the image of the Earth as a sphere is not accurate. We go through...
It's the size of a marble. Yes.
The Earth is.
Yes.
Yeah. but it's not round. It's not limited by the round outer surface because you go into a huge space.
Not even a good oval. Not even a good oval.
You see, it's almost like a picture of a subatomic particles.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of flat thing that has little curves in it. Yeah. That's the way we are. We're in the middle of that. It's not a round thing. Earth is where we are. It's not round. It interacts with other holes and black holes and dimensions and all that.
Yes.
Is that correct, Ion?
It is.
See that. So you got to
take all the water off. Take all the water off and look at it. It would look like a very raunchy skeleton.
A human skeleton.
Not exactly, but like a boar hog or something ridiculous.
Skeleton. Okay. The whole planet would look like that.
It would.
So I'm still suffering with the delusion about what it looked like when Haleakala was the only landform. Was water around it?
No. Water was everywhere else.
Yeah, we were the middle of the continent, way inland, Carol. Inland.
You were the center of inland. You were in the center of inland.
Oh, okay.
And the outer rim of the one Yamaka continent spread out and became the 33rd parallel among the breaking up of the Yamaka continent.
And that's why Haleakala is going back to Alaska. It'll line back up to true north, which is the flipping of the poles and rah, rah, rah. That's back in the right after burning in the belly, Carolyn. That's the old school.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So Ion, did Ion and Lockdown Bob Rule and Lockdown Ion come out of Haleakala on purpose? Because we are the center of this something, of everything. So we are going back to the original center position in the Yamaka continent. Is that symbolic or what we're doing with Ion?
It is. It's to celebrate Ed Seton one more time, huh?
Very good. Okay. So you laid out the breaking up of the continent with the Coathonites and Amakalites. I'm a collector.
Okay, Rush. Okay, Rush, hit your cough button.
Yes. So you keep mentioning that. Does he cough and no one knows it because he hits his cough button all the time?
He was an old smoker, and he still smokes cigars, and so he has a special button that he pushes so that you don't hear him hacking up a lung.
Okay. So the normal paleontological history says humans came out of apes in Africa. That is obviously something you don't agree with.
It's because it's not true. And number one, and number two, is you didn't come out of a monkey's butthole.
Right. Okay, so the Evergreens once
because if that were true, then you genetically could morph you back into a monkey. If that were true, if they could move you toward a howler monkey, then we'd say okay. But they can't do that. There's the difference.
When people take LSD, they sometimes report they go back into evolution and sort of relive being a monkey. That's just because those ideas are in their mind that they hallucinate that pattern. Right.
Yeah. And some people that drink too much corn liquor think they can drive a car really nice too, Bob, but it never works out good.
Okay. All right. So then I have to go back and listen unless you guys took it in. Did we have a beginning, Carolyn, according to what Ian said at the beginning?
The beginning was when we fell and left the Garden of Eden. So it's the fallen state that's created humans, because before then we were God.
Yes, and we would take on any form we wanted to. Correct, Ion?
That's right. That's right. You were without form or void.
Right. So
maybe some of the humans took on melanated, or did some of the humans take on monkey form?
No. The colors came from Ham, Shem, and Japheth, the three sons of Noah. Don't forget the flood. They went to different parts of the world, and that's where that pigmentation came from. You know, once you get a good tan on, Carolyn, really bronze. Well, I don't know. Yeah. You all live in Hawaii, and you're white as a piece of cotton, so you're protecting something pretty good. But if you get a good tan on, after a little while, you stop burning. Okay?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't absorb that layer. So you basically darken so much so that it's like an insulation layer. Well, that's what happened from that continent. That's why you have the sand niggers, as we call them, that are very pigmented dark, same way.
Right.
That's all. It's a natural protection.
Yeah. And you said Ham, Shem, and Jacob?
Japheth.
Oh.
J-A-P-E-T-H, Japheth.
I think J-A-P is in Peter, H-E-T count, Japheth.
Yeah, Japheth.
Japheth.
Japheth, Japheth.
That's awesome. What do you think of that, Alex?
It's very interesting. I have another question.
Okay, hold it. No, I haven't finished my interrogation here. You guys are leaving dangling. So the three sons of Noah went to different parts of the world after they got off the ark, after the ark landed somewhere?
Yes, Mount Ararat.
Oh, that's where it landed. And then they traveled off to different areas. So they didn't want to be together anymore?
Hell no. They've been in a boat fucking for way too long, Bob. They're trying to get away from each other.
Okay.
Noah was a drunk. It was a mess.
Very so the three guys.
They were codependent, Bob.
Yeah. And so they had different. They went to different places with the same skin color, and then their skin changed because of the climate.
That's right. And their generations changed, yes.
And those changed face skin is long before you got Arabs and Chinese or just different people, or they began?
Long before that. What you're talking a couple thousand years before the Roman Empire.
Right, and so their children changed into the races we have today, the children's children's children, the Begats.
True,
changed
correct.
Into Arabs and Europeans, Caucasians and stuff. So Tariq says that the black Africans were not they were brought to the Caribbean. They weren't brought to the Caribbean by slave ships because the blacks were already here. Were the people that were on North America and the Caribbean a dark color, dark brown, black?
They were Indian.
All right. So they had a different color than Africans.
They did.
Yeah. So then Tariq says that the slave ships, slave economy was not the facts. There are some people in the black world who have this very different history. So do you agree with the statement that the slave economy did not exist the way it's presented as a horrible situation for Africans? Is that true?
It was the most wonderful thing in the world. They were going to be where they were dead. They were starving to death. They chose. Just like the children of Egypt, they asked Pharaoh to put them in bondage, to feed them.
So why were they starving?
Then they kill a, then they kill, because they was running out of, they was overproducing, and there wasn't that many monkeys left to fucking eat. They were killing everything.
And that went on for hundreds of years, that dire
still going condition. On for it. That's why you only have so many people in that entire vast country, because they keep eating everything.
Okay.
Per capita, there's not many people in Africa.
And because they keep eating what little they have.
They ain't nothing
grow.
To eat.
Okay. So they volunteered almost to go to the Caribbean in North America.
They were thrilled to.
Okay. So that angle of Tariq's, I don't know what Tariq says in the details, but that's closer to Tariq's buddy's history.
Yeah.
Right, Carol?
Who?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I think that we've clarified the beginnings. Go ahead.
Okay, good.
Alex.
All right, Alex.
I have heard about a alien mutation of the wrist and the jaw, and I was curious if you could clarify about that.
Well, there's two parts. First of all, Bob's going to ask you what the hell you're talking about. You want to go ahead and give him that part, and then we'll give you the definitive differences that you're describing.
Bob, do you want to clarify what you were telling Alex?
I'm saying Alex said stuff I don't understand.
Right, and he's
I heard it
that.
From you, Bob.
Well, okay, start over again, because I didn't really hear what you said, Alex. Go ahead.
Me and Carolyn were talking in the car about the evolution of people, and you said that there was an alien hand or something that genetically altered Neanderthals. Or
okay, you want me? Okay, I'll ask that. Whatever I said you want to ask, I'll ask it, since I know it better than you. Okay, the Evergreens, highly dubious iron things, but the Evergreens said that the Boodians, which are the people from Arcturus in that constellation, the Boodies constellation, that's what it's called, the seven stars or so, one of them is Arcturus, I think, or Epsilon. The Evergreens said those civilizations are the closest to Earth of the superpopulated universe. So they came and watched the little lemur, L-E-M-U-R, and they saw it could adapt to the dinosaurs or whatever was going on back then. So they tracked the lemur, and eventually it became apes. And so there were two kinds of apes, the Neanderthals and what we call the Cro-Magnon. They altered the Cro-Magnon in the wrist and the jaw. The wrist made their hands better to hold things so they could make things better, and the jaw changed their eating effects and their body chemistry. That mutation led to human, and the Neanderthal ape died out. They weren't altered. Then
the only part was left, and the only part that was left out of that, Alex, is the alien hand syndrome. That's the only part of that conversation that's left out of
Well, what is the alien hand syndrome?
Yeah, before you answer that, Ian, I want to ask you if what Jerry said about the altering of early apes, not the Neanderthal gang, did that happen?
Well, a version of it did. There were Lemurians, okay? You can't be deluded enough to think that there aren't other people, other things going on. This is a great big space, even in dimensions. But you're finding out things now that nobody even knew, even how you're doing work here that's affecting other worlds, even here, within the layers of here. So it'd be ridiculous to think that other things aren't flowing all over the place that you're finding and making and ratifying and adapting to and all that kind of stuff. All that applies at every level.
So you're saying that, yes, some group from another solar system came, altered some apes, and that led to a strain of human, but there were many other kinds of, quote, humans from different aspects and different
evolutions. But they aren't human. The Lemurians aren't human, Bob. They're aliens.
Okay, look, are we confusing lemurs, the little tiny animal, L-E-M-U-R, with Lemurians? That's interesting.
No, we aren't.
No, we
are. Are they the same? Why are you bringing in Lemurians, Zion?
That's what they are.
Are the lemurs related to the Lemurians?
No.
Why are you bringing them in? We never talked about them.
That's
I
the alien version. That's what Bob
that's
brought
the
in from
evergreen
the,
story.
From
that's
the evergreen
story.
Group.
Right. Okay. So the evolution of the lemur And you can see it in a normal Wikipedia, you know, the lemur then becomes a bigger thing, a bigger animal, and an animal, and then it becomes an ape. Okay, Carol?
Okay.
Did that evolution happen, Ion?
No, because there's lemurs even today. So if they evolved in something else, did they de-evolve back into it? Most ridiculous thing in the whole wide world. The evergreens are right, but you don't make a god and then bring them back from a god and then make them back up to a little man. There ain't no de-falling back out of the thing. Y'all get y'all's power back this time. There ain't gonna be no backing up no more. You can believe that.
So if anybody
go back up
hears,
a monkey's butthole.
Anybody who hears this session will not go to my Ion and Bob site and listen to the Evergreen sessions because it's bullshit.
Correct.
Yes. Okay, Carolyn. So then
it's interesting though. We like group. It's fun.
But you did say so what did the Boudians alter? Were they humans?
No, they were not humans. They were a whole other race, whole other creed, a whole other subset. They're real aliens.
And they didn't come from apes or anything. They didn't evolve from apes.
No.
They came from an...
Hell no. If you come from somewhere else, it's kind of like if you're a Canadian... And you come from somewhere else. Do you become American? Yes, but you were a Canadian. It doesn't change. So if you go to Mars, do you become a Martian? No, you're from Earth. So you don't morph into a Martian.
Do we share
right,
a
so
common
alien,
ancestor?
No, just a bit, Alex. Just a vicious point. So the alien, so the Boudians altered other aliens that were here. Okay.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, you're leading, but we'll give it to you because we don't want to start that whole conversation. Yes, transcendentally, they would have had effect on the other social strata of what you're calling alien and alien population on planet Earth at any given moment in time. Okay. As long as you don't pick that to death, then good. Otherwise, hell no and forget it.
Okay, so the human form, that was created by angels, you've said.
The shape of it, yes.
The shape. What did they just pop, all of a sudden the form popped, never came through
nope.
A womb?
You were made of clay. Originally you were made of clay.
Literally?
Literally, God made man out of Adam's rib. Out of the dust, and then took a rib and made woman.
So you say God, but you mean the angels.
No, God made the first one. Then the crafting after that, the angels then made it all different, made you have different hands. You made have the amazing thing is that you can have this many millions of different humans and they have different fingerprints, but they're all absolutely identically independent. Even the identical twins have issues that are not, some are not the same.
Okay, so we'll get to Alex's question in a minute, but do you see that, Carol? The human form that we have now is way different from the human form that God made. But God was us, so that would be ascended people made the human form. Ascended non-people, ascended beings do not have the human form. They're without form, Carol.
Correct.
Yeah, without form. They're living voids or powerful voids. So then the human form got made by God. That would be the ascended. And then the angels changed the human form, as I am saying. And that human form that was changed by angels, did they live on the ascended, the Lemurian, the Yamaka continent?
They did.
So that's before the breakup of the continent.
Yes.
So then when the continent broke up, there was similarly at the same time the fall of humans into post-Garden of Eden stuff.
Yes, they were driven out of the garden. That's right.
By the angels?
Yes. And an angel is guarding that closure to this day from the original Garden of Eden. Still.
Okay, so you get that, Carol. The angels made a concrete 3D human form out of the ones that had already fallen. the angels didn't cause the fall of the ascended, did they?
No, they did not. They did not. That gods were so powerful. Gods were so powerful that they chose to separate themselves from their power and still follow to reascend so that they could sit at the right hand of God as God's son.
And Ophanel, me, triggered that.
Originally,
I offered
that
proposal. I made the proposal.
Well, that was your out. That was your out in case so people wouldn't have to listen to Lyndon LaRouche describe it so long.
What is my out? Back then I had an out.
Back then Ophanel had a Hobab said, hey, slow down a little bit. We got this. Here's what we're going to do. Y'all need to shut the hell up. You're not talking. You're saying too many words. We don't have the printing press. Marsha McLuhan is not even a zygote yet, and you are messing up. And I'm sick of this shit. I'm going to stomp the dog shit out of every one of you if you don't straighten up. So here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. Hush that mouth without speaking to you anymore, so you hush. What we're going to do is we're going to see sin, and we're going to show you that we're going to come back of our own free will and become God again. And that's going to be because we're so powerful we can. And we're going to reascend, come back to our throne, reclaim our place of power. And when and as we do that, it's going to be settled in the heavenlies, and there you won't have a say, Mr. Angel Man, any further.
Okay, so you were saying Ophanel was fed up with something going on among the ascended.
They were trying to figure out how to work it out and what the problem is and how to mitigate the angel problem. And too many nigger angels and other angels are fighting with them angels. And then the Jewish angels was trying to run over something else. And then you had the wops and the whips and the spicks and the spaniards and the flips and the ticks and the tricks and all these other men aliens on top of that trying to get busy. It's just quite ridiculous in the whole schematic of things. As this thing spins along, so Ophanel said, okay, enough. We're going to turn the church out.
Okay, but you're
you got
saying
that, Carolyn? You got that, Carolyn?
I don't know. I don't know.
Listen, Carolyn, you're typing, you're answering emails, Carolyn.
Look, I mean, nothing makes any sense. I mean, why
the
delay?
Said, Carolyn. Hold your voice. So listen to this. The
step by step, right, left. Let's go. Back.
Yeah. Listen,
slowly I turn.
No. Listen, on the ascended continent, I propose this scenario. What's happening? This is what I get from Ion's words. Because anybody in the void could be anything because they're ascended. There was a lot of hyper creativity going on. And people were like angels. Everybody's a leader of Da Vinci, and they were just creating crap all over the place, like our YouTube economy today. Okay, everybody's making wacky YouTubes. Ion, the angels, were they created by the ascended, or they were always part of the ascended continent?
They were made by God.
Yeah, by God.
They're foot soldiers.
Right, so then people got creative and interacting as void ascended forms, and Ophanel decided, that's the Dave Worster point. Ra'i got pissed off at the changes, and he says that he put a stop to it. So Ophanel did that and got away with it, is what you're saying, Ion.
Dude.
Wow. Okay, so then we descend, Carolyn, in a fallen state. And that's when the Yarmulke continent started to mirror this in physical geography and broke up as we fragmented and became fallen.
Mm. Wow.
And the angels within that reality hijacked the scene, maybe Ophanel planned it, and they created a particular human form for the fallen ascended. So did the angels hijack Ophanel's plan, Ion, or
Ophanel? No, they did not.
They followed Ion's plan, Ophanel's plan, as a step in our descension and becoming limited humans, little man.
You didn't give them any choice, Bob.
I ordered them to. Or the angels who created us fallen humans.
Hell yeah.
Now that's understandable, Carolyn.
Yeah. So they created the angels, hijacked the scene, and created a particular human form for the descending ascended.
Yeah, the plan of descension. And you're being distracted by Ian, Carolyn. Focus, look at it, then we get past
what
we're saying.
Focus.
Yeah. Okay, so Ian.
Focus.
I'm just showing the dinner to Carolyn. I am walking out a big can of food. So Carolyn, the angels, they didn't rebel and create little man form. Ion directed them to do that as part of the process of being a little, becoming, creating little men.
Ion or Ophanel?
Oh, I meant to say Ophanel. He directed the angels to make little men. And that's why we say angels created humans. So we filled in things that Ion said the other day. Now let's go. Okay, so I think we've got it. For me, I got the beginnings. So when the angels create human forms, the Ion likes to talk about the Kohathanites and the Kohanims. They were among the little men, or there were some ascended that Ophanel allowed to remain ascended, but to mingle with the little men. Is that the scenario?
Yes, both applied. Both applied.
Wow.
What's the both? Kohathanites
the
and
angels created the human form and at the same time allowed the Kohathanites and the other caves to remain ascended.
Oh, that was Ophanel. It's like Ophanel created an elite. I allowed some ascended to remain ascended. Correct, Ian?
Yeah.
And that would be the way, Carolyn, we would get back. So the reason Ophanel's plan worked is that we didn't totally forget everything. We had an elite, my gang, that kept the secrets until it was time, like now, to release it and have people ascend. It was a good game by Ophanel.
Keeping the breadcrumbs alive.
Yeah, like that's the real Illuminati. So we have to wait a second. Ion's being interrupted. Okay. So Ion, you heard. No, we need to ask Ion this. So Ion, is that correct that Ophanel kept an elite gang and the Levites were part of it? They came from the Kohathanites and they were there ready to return us. So it was not a total, let's forget everything. We don't know who we are and maybe we'll get back.
That's right.
And so that's where the Illuminati idea comes from.
And that's the Benjamin. That's where the seed of Benjamin comes into play.
And the other one, the sons of part Moses. What's that phrase?
The true part sons of Moses, the true part sons of God. The root and the branch of Jesse.
Those are the, quote, Illuminati as we've just spelled it out.
Correct.
And so I was always doing that. Was Carolyn part of that Illuminati scene through the?
She was. She was.
Okay.
Can't get rid of me. That's easy, Bob.
What'd you say, Carol?
You can't get rid of me that easily.
That's true. But you can get rid of Bob Carr.
Oh. Okay, so let's hold that point. We got a lot of information. It's a lot filled in. Back to Alex's questions. Let Alex ask his stuff.
What is the alien hand syndrome that you spoke of?
Isn't it? Your hand is not in control of your throat. One hand you have no control over. It's a Lemurian issue. That's amazing. Look at us. It's a syndrome. Alien hand in syndrome.
Oh. Hmm.
And is that from the aliens, or is that just the name they grabbed
onto? It's what's left over. See, the Lemurian thing that Bob's talking about before the Boothian, blah, 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 a bunch of words. That's the only thing left of that syndrome. That's what's left.
Yeah.
Proving that it was.
alien hand syndrome is a phenomenon in which one hand is not under control of the mind. The person loses control of the hand, and it acts as if it had a mind of its own. The etiology includes neurosurgery, tumor aneurysms, and rarely stroke. And the picture they show is of someone with a hand choking their own throat. Bob, you seem to be muted.
Okay, I'm muted. Okay, so is this left-hand phenomenon a result of the altering of some aliens that got inside our human blood?
No, it's what left over from your Lemurian interaction that you were describing earlier. We asked you, did it happen? And we said yes. You said it happened today, and we said yes. They said, is it the lemurs? Did they come at no, because you're not, there's still lemurs now. But that syndrome that did occur, this is the zeitgeist leftover proof that it was or did occur.
And what did occur?
That the Lemurians did affect humans at the time.
Yeah, this
and
is not...
other alien races.
Yeah. As other, no, wait a minute. You're not talking about the Boodians altering aliens.
Correct. We're talking about the Lemurians.
This is something else. The Lemurians did something, and then you said, as other aliens? What's that mean? They were other aliens?
They affected other aliens.
As well as us?
A little bit, but not
right.
much. Not
and the
much
residue received. Of that is the left-hand syndrome.
Yes. Good.
And did they do it to us by having sex with us and mixing the...
No.
How did they do it?
Yeah.
How did they alter us or affect us?
Just inside out.
Through what, NK Ultra? Like, what's inside out?
Cellularly.
They use devices?
Okay, whatever you want to call it. You won't understand the technology,
right.
So there's no reason to beat it
right.
to death.
And that was on the ascended continent in that period.
It is. Still is. Not then. It still is.
The ascended continent still is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Carolyn, so did Alex get his question answered?
Yeah.
I don't know. Go ahead, Alex. And I wondered, Alex, are you going to ask anything about university?
I mean, I don't think it fits into the conversation.
No,
okay.
This is a private. Some of this we're going to play publicly, but your parts will be edited out. So do a very personal session. Ask about university and everything.
Any advice, for example? Does Don have any advice for you for university?
So you helped me pick out my fields and everything, what specifically
yes.
am I going to be doing with them? And, like, how can I better, what specialization can I look into to better myself?
Economics. You don't need to better
yeah.
yourself. You're already fine. What you need to do is you need to be able to have knowing regarding
mm-hmm.
economics, because that's what you're going to change. Bob's changing the entire world. You need to know how to cipher it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Better than Ludlow.
Ludlow?
Mm-hmm. Bob's friend.
Oh. Okay.
My friend. You mean Larry Kudlow?
Yes.
he's an economist?
He's a news goober who has economic issues and understands what a line item drop in M1 affects.
Yeah, he's a cabinet member, Carolyn.
Running the economy.
Yeah. Okay.
And he has no clue what's going on.
He doesn't know about us.
He thinks Michael Bloomberg is a good guy.
Well, actually, I think Kudlow does know about us, Ion.
He does.
Yeah.
He does.
And he thinks he's going to control us, Carol.
Ah, never.
Okay, but back to Alex's question. He just said that he's being exposed to the new reality that Bob's creating, so he's got the heads up on everybody. Is that what you said, Ion?
It is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Next question.
Anything more, Alex?
I can't think of anything else that I would need.
Right. Ion, can you comment on Mueller's testimony today?
Yes, as a matter of fact. Goes up and down like a window shade. He's going to keep on until they hem him up completely and make a mess. They were trying to prove something. They ain't proved nothing. But now it's coming back around full circle that them dastardly Republicans is going to hem him up. They've almost done it already.
So does he say something today that helps the Democrats in their impeachment shit?
Nope, not at all, not at all. Because nothing could be said to help that. But what happened did happen is he didn't say anything that helped the Republicans either. But they all asked the right questions to say, wait a minute, how did this work? How did you come to this conclusion? You noticed this, and that, and you didn't do anything, but yet you're still chasing Trump even today.
Mm-hmm.
Troublesome it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. I missed the first part. What did I start saying? Mueller's in trouble? What did he say was going to happen?
He said they're going to keep going on to try to hem him up until they can get him to say something. I said, did he say something to help the Democrats? No. I said, no, but both sides were asking all the right, well, maybe the Republicans were asking all the right questions, and I guess we're exposing that this and that happened, but they're still chasing Trump.
Oh, no, the Republicans found out that they want to put the blame on Hillary.
Yes, and they got that.
From Mueller.
The report itself says that. That the evidence of the report itself. Barr has that all together. And Trump's just trying to let it go. But they're going to push the point so far that it won't be but just a second. And they're going to have it. They're going to stop saying lock her up. Oh, the bitch going to be in the big house. Danbury it is.
Yeah, so the, what's Danbury? The jail?
The women's prison.
Yeah.
The female women's prison in the
city. In Connecticut?
It is in Connecticut,
yeah.
Bob. Bob, you must be, your gifts are getting better.
My what?
Gifts. Your gifts?
Yes. No, I know Danbury.
You know,
so, yeah, hey, Carolyn, so he said that they're going to chase Mueller in more sessions tomorrow, Friday, or whatever.
Or whenever. It was just supposed to be 5 hours today, and that was it. But
it turned into 8 hours.
Oh,
already.
God. Oh, I
so
see.
They're going to go after Mueller some more to get something. I just meant Ion's being interrupted. So, Ion, they're going to go after Mueller some more to get the Democrats try to get something, and it won't work? Is that what you're saying?
Won't work. That's true.
But Barr will, because of the questions Republicans asked, it's now in the public, these issues that point to Hillary, Barr will leap on that over the next 3 years?
He is already. He's going to set a watchman, Bob.
All right. So why are the media watchers are reporting, they didn't like to say this, they all respect Mueller, but they said he wasn't as efficient in his mind as he used to be, he was halting, he seemed to be weakened. Why was Mueller not very effective as a speaker? His mind was slightly off, stumbling.
They're saying that he didn't do what he wanted him to do, so he's got to be less than. It's John McCain.
Yeah, they're going to say, well, we can't trust anything he says now. He's senile. So his wrongness, they're going to blame on senility rather than it being just plain wrong.
I missed the first part. I said that. That was the opening response to my question, is that they're going to – is he senile, Aya?
No, he is not.
Why was he halting and slow in his responses?
Because he's scared to death that they're going to get his little buddy. When this starts, Bob is going to put most of Washington in jail.
You say little buddy. Who's his little buddy in that sentence?
Well, it's kind of going into Bill.
Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Will it overlap into Epstein's scandal?
That's another part, but yeah.
Good, but it's not the main point.
Epstein really is nothing. He's no more than...
Right. He's just a guy that people use for recess. Remember?
I mean, that's like saying Jay Leno brought you the news.
Okay, Carolyn. So Mueller is scared. He's slow, distracted. He's trying to not...
Well, what he's doing is every word he says, he's thinking it through. So he's hesitating because, you know, either side will jump on any word.
Yeah, the lies.
I'm saying overthinking.
Yeah, overthinking. And so he's trying to protect himself and everybody, but he is not senile, but the Democrats will say he is senile.
Yeah.
Well, they say anything, sure.
Yep.
Any more you want to say about that topic, Carolyn?
No, that's good. That's good. Now, you said Trump doesn't want to go after Hillary right now. You said that before. You said he doesn't want to obscure.
Not till
he doesn't want to start. He didn't want to start all this because it just makes another mess. He didn't want to be the bad guy, but they're going to force his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Before the election?
If it keeps going like this. Hey, where's that bitch Maxine? Where was she today? Where was she
recently?
Miss Pete's probably back. Miss Pete's probably back. Where was she today? She's in her house grinding up papers that's going to put her ass in jail.
That's Maxine, Carol? Maxine Waters?
Yeah, Maxine Waters, yeah.
So she was most adamant against Trump from the day he started running, or at least when he got elected. She was doing that to protect her own ass?
Yep. Correct.
She had to intervene, Carolyn, to protect herself, and it failed. Now she's scared.
Yeah.
Yep.